to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is Jessica Ann Mola, Associate Editor of eBizQ. I'm here today with John Thompson, CEO for Cognitio's North American Operations. Thanks for joining me today, John.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Now, Cognitio has really staked out a position in the market with its deployment options for its WX2 database. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, that's a great question. Cognitio has been around for a number of years, and we've gone through some different eras where we've offered a proprietary hardware-software solution. We've offered our value as a service, and we've offered also as a software-based solution as well. So really what we try to avail to our customers is that they can pull the value out of our software and technology any way they want, either as a service, software, or as a hardware appliance.
Now, let's focus a moment on DAS, or what you call data warehousing as a service. It's a newer name, but the implementation has been around for a while.
Yes, absolutely. We began offering data warehousing as a service, as an ASP service, almost 13 years ago now. We've had one customer, British Telecom, or we refer to them as BT here in the U.S., that just renewed their contract. I think we've been doing it now for about 10 years with them, and it will be 13 when this renewal runs out. So it has been around for a while, but the evolution of the technology, broadband connections, and speeds of hardware and the software has really made it something that has grown in popularity as of late.
And does this fit into a cloud computing model?
It certainly does. We think of our data center operations in the UK and our partner operations here in the US as a trusted or private cloud, where when you're putting up your mission-critical information that you're learning about your customers and their transactions and margins and different kinds of analytical and intelligence factors like that, you want that to be stored in it with a partner that you can trust and that you know that data is secure and has privacy considerations around it. But yes, we do consider DAS model to be amenable and workable in a cloud environment.
Now, WX2, as it's designed, is it really meant for intensive analytics?
WX2 is an interesting piece of technology. It's an analytical database that's optimized and is set up in a way that people can ask very simple questions of it. How many customers shopped in this store on this date and bought these kind of products? Or you can go after it in a very intensive data mining predictive analytics way and ask some very intense questions, do analyses that include forecasting and simulations and things of that nature. So yes, it was designed and meant for intensive analytics on a very economical basis, but it's also used for very simple reporting and inquiries as well.
What size businesses would benefit from WX2 most?
Well, we see different customers using different delivery models. In our DAS service, there are small, medium-sized businesses, but also BT, as I remarked, is a large multinational corporation using DAS as well. But the DAS customers tend to skew towards the lower end of the range, and then the appliance customers and the software customers are anywhere from the larger, small, and medium-sized businesses all the way up into multinational corporations. So we have delivery models and value delivery mechanisms for anywhere from very small to very large.
That sounds really great. Thank you very much for joining us today, John.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jessica. It was a pleasure.
This is Jessica Mola for eBizQ. Thanks for listening.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.